taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
You're not ready, folks. You are not ready for the level of savagery and barbarism that is coming down the pipe. You might think you are. You might think you know. But unless you've spent a solid amount of time in the darkest corners of the internet, I'm going to tell you right now, you have no idea how bad it gets. Unless you've read the firsthand accounts of British explorers in the dark heart of Africa in the early 1800s, you got no concept of the level of depravity that can not only be evinced by humanity, but become acceptable as a regular part of life. With sections of humanity. You're not ready, folks. You're not ready, but I'm here to give it to you. I'm here to tell you about it, whether you're ready or not. We reported yesterday on Springfield, Ohio, the small town that was ravaged when their factories and warehouses got up and left one day for no reason at all. When the opportunity left, the opportunity slipped away. Remember that? Do you remember when all of the production and prosperity, it all just on its own accord and like a gust of wind disappeared without any reason or cause or purpose or design? It just left one day. But luckily, they've been saved. They've been saved by the influx of 20,000 Haitians to fill up the suddenly available government-subsidized jobs that were withheld from the white people. Well, we've got an update. We've got an update into that success story of the way that the Haitians have saved this small town in America. Warning to all around us. This is from a Springfield, Ohio Facebook page. Warning to those around us, our beloved pets are in danger. My neighbor informed us that her daughter's friend had lost her cat. She checked pages, kennels, asked around, etc. One day, she came home from work. As soon as she stepped out of her car, looked towards a neighbor's house where Haitians live, and saw her cat hanging from a branch like you do a deer for butchering, and they were carving it up to eat. I've been told they're doing this to dogs, and they've been doing it at Snyder Park with the ducks and geese, as I was told that last bit by rangers and police. Please keep a close eye on your animals. And there's video of this happening in places like Italy. In fact, there's a video posted just a few days ago of this happening. It's not the thing I typically show, because who wants to see that? Who wants to see an African on the streets of Italy butchering and roasting a cat on an open fire? That's normal. That's meat running around, apparently. Sure, they have work permits and they have jobs provided for them, subsidized by the federal government. Their way has been paved by giant corporations who guarantee them full employment. They have food stamps worth thousands and thousands of dollars paid for by taxpayer money to get all the Nabisco and Doritos they can shove in their gullet. But you can't buy cat meat, so what are you supposed to do? Dog meat isn't on food stamps, so you got to go to the source, your neighbor, Jenny. So yeah, they're eating pets. They're eating pets in Springfield, Ohio. And this was posted by somebody named at Buckeye Girl. Remember when my hometown of Springfield, Ohio was all over national news for the Haitians? I said all the ducks were disappearing from our parks. Well, now it's your pets. It's like almost like a horror movie, you know? It's like you show up at your local pond one day to feed the ducks and they're all gone. You're like, maybe they migrated, but no, it's the middle of summer. They wouldn't have. Where did all the ducks go? Meanwhile, in the house down the road, the Haitians have killed and are eating the wonderful ducks that used to be a beautiful sort of accessory to the atmosphere of peace and nature. Yeah, you're not ready, folks. We're not ready. Americans are not ready for what they are allowing in through the gates of hell. not that we should have, not that, anyway. We'll go out to your calls now, although I do want to return in a moment to the issue of Venezuelan migrants, because this has created a rift in the left, a rift that's been apparent for a little while, but is it's getting a little bit insane. It's very fun, but let's go out to calls for people. Have to hold for too long. Daryl in North Carolina is talking about a story that I heard a little bit of. This was a few days ago, but I haven't seen any updates to it. Daryl in North Carolina, thanks for calling in about the 20,000 tons of ammonium nitrate on a Russian ship in Norway that had some sort of emergency just off the coast of that Nordic country. Go ahead, Daryl, you're on the air.
Yeah, so think about last year. We made a big deal out of just, it was 30 tons of ammonium nitrate that dropped out of that train, vanished from the train. Mm. So this is 20,000 tons. And what happened, what's being reported, is this ship ran aground, needed some repairs, so docked itself into a NATO port, which is Norwegian, right next to a big hospital and university.
Whoa.
Well, the Norwegians found out about it, and they've moved it off out of that port, but not too far off. I mean, a short ways off, and it's kind of being quarantined. It's got tugboats around it, and I think they've got a 500-meter-foot circle around it. But so it's still sitting there, and nobody knows what's going to happen with it. So like Matt said, it's either going to go boom or it's to feed somebody. But, dude, I mean, this what incredible blackmail. You know, if you're the Russians and you're like, because, you know, they're mad at the Norwegians over that underwater pipeline, right, that blew up, the Nord Stream. Right. So is this tit for tat? I wanted to tell you, too, if Trump doesn't win the presidency, you know, Putin a couple weeks ago said American conservatives can move out here. He's going to make migrant villages outside of Moscow for conservative Christian Americans that want to escape this cannibalism that you're talking about that's coming up. So I propose that if something goes sideways and Trump doesn't get in, we start an InfoWars village in Moscow. We can get a couple thousand people out there and teach them how to, you know, make American style movies and shows and stuff. So what do you think?
I don't know. It's tempting. At the same time, I'm like an eighth generation Texan. I don't think I'm going to go anywhere. It is tempting, though, and I wouldn't blame people for taking advantage of that. I just feel a little bit of an obligation. So, but I think it's a great idea for Putin to do. And again, I wouldn't blame people in the slightest if they wanted to take advantage of that. I just love America too much. Now, I think your numbers may have been a little bit off. The ammonium nitrate that went missing from the train in California was 60,000 tons, which I'd forgotten about that story, but apparently that just disappeared. We'd never heard of that again. 60,000 tons. Okay. I lose my car keys sometimes, folks. 60,000 tons of ammonium nitrate goes missing, and it just, that's the end of the story. Okay. Crazy. Totally crazy. And the story about the Russian ship, I had heard about it, and I heard they towed it away. I'm trying to find now. Oh, yeah. So that explosion in Beirut. If you remember that explosion in Beirut at the docks, that huge explosion that some people actually thought may have been a minor nuclear explosion, may have been a false flag attack they blamed on ammonium nitrate. But taking the official story as true, that massive explosion that leveled city blocks that was knocking people over miles away. Chris, if you can pull up some of the videos of that explosion in Beirut, just so people can remember how giant that was. That was 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate. So imagine that explosion multiplied by at least six, and you're getting to what an explosion of ammonium nitrate, that ship, 20,000 tons, would look like. So 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate exploded in Beirut in that warehouse, and the effect was incredible and massive. And this type of thing is happened before. There was a, I can't remember if it was World War I or World War II, but there was a ship in, I think it was Halifax, similar type of situation. They were either running ammonium nitrate or, you know, some sort of other explosive munitions out of Canada, and two ships collided, and one of them was disabled, and it went towards the port and exploded and blew up basically the entire city. So yeah, this the video you're seeing now, 3,000 tons. The Russian ship, 20,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, runs aground, emergency signal, docked at a NATO port. Yeah, pretty dangerous stuff. In 1921, about 4,500 tons of ammonium nitrate caused an explosion at a plant in Opau, Germany, killing more than 500 people. The deadliest incident in U.S. history occurred in 1947 at Galveston Bay. At least 581 people were killed when 2,000 tons of the chemical detonated on board a ship that had docked at port. More recently, an explosion involving ammonium nitrate and other chemicals killed 173 people at the port of Tianjin in northern China in 2015. So an extremely dangerous explosive. And then the Oklahoma City as well. That was ammonium nitrate. Used to blow up that building and all of the records of the anthrax vaccination program and also Hillary Clinton's misdeeds, but that's beside the point. Thank you for your call, Daryl. I'm glad we haven't been, you know, I'm glad it hasn't exploded yet. I'll just say that. I'm glad the headline today isn't Norwegian city obliterated by, you know, Russian explosion. If you want to talk about an escalation of the war, that would be it. Let's go now to Matt in Massachusetts. Matt, thanks so much for calling in. You're on the air about the culture war in Massachusetts. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, how's it going? I just want to say you're doing an awesome job, and I've been listening to InfoWars since the early 2000s. And if I could, real quick, I'd love to plug Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I love that stuff. I take it. I give it to my kids. We had a lunch truck guy that comes by the shop every day, and he was out sick for like a week, and he showed up one day just to collect some money. And I gave him a fair amount of Vitamin Mineral Fusion and told him to take it. The guy was back here 3 days later feeling awesome, saying he loves the stuff. It gives him a boost. I told him to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And he ordered himself some of it, and this guy, if it didn't work, he would have busted my chops about it. So I just want to say that stuff's awesome. And
that's amazing. You became like a wizard. You're like a mysterious sorcerer. That's like, I have this magic powder for you that can cure your ails. That's awesome. I love it.
Oh yeah, the guy loves it. The guys in the shop too couldn't believe it. They're like, that stuff really works. And they're like, no wonder you never get sick. You know, I never get sick. I use a lot of your products, but I love it.
That's awesome.
So I'm up here in Massachusetts. I'm in the thick of like liberalism. Outside of California, we probably got it the worst. New York, Massachusetts, and California. And I want to say that I've never seen so many Trump flags and Trump signs ever. It's all over the state, especially where I live in Leominster in Northwestern County. There's Trump flags, Trump signs. I have a Jeep. When I put my big Trump flag on it and drive it around, people scream Trump. They wave. They beep. I mean, it's you feel like a celebrity wearing any kind of Trump gear around here. Every once in a while, you get a dirty look. When I did this, when he ran last time, I used to get the middle finger, and people would swear and yell and like give me dirty looks. And it's totally different now. I mean, wow. There's no way that he's going to lose unless they steal it. It's just, I have never seen this kind of support. And this is in an area. So where I live is in Leominster, and if you look up the top 10 hottest real estate markets in the United States by Realtor.com, we are in that list. Beautiful, beautiful area. I've lived here my whole life, and we are overrun with immigrants, and they're sending more of them here. They keep putting them up in the hotels and the motels. They're in all the small surrounding towns that aren't like a city. And it's getting to the point now where when you drive around, you got to be careful because they'll run up to the car. They'll start banging on the window. They try and talk to you. Some of them can speak English. Some of them can't. I got a friend that works for Mock, which is an NGO, and they help set these people up. And this girl's worked for Mock forever. She does it because she loves kids, and they do stuff for kids. But now she basically has to work with the immigrants. And she's telling me how these people get debit cards and about how she helps them sign up for grants. One of the grants we have in Massachusetts is to give them $30,000 to help them with transportation, or a place to live tax-free. It's a grant. They give them all kinds of EBT and benefits. When I go to the grocery store up here, I'm paying $350 to feed my family. And I don't want to sound racist or bad or whatever, but this is just the truth. These people come through with shopping carts over full of brand name items, steaks, Doritos, all kinds of soda, everything. And they pull out the EBT card and they just pay for it and walk away with all this food. So people in the liberal states, people where you wouldn't think that they would vote red, are having enough of it because they're seeing that these people are banging on their cars. They're overtaking the schools. We're losing teachers. They're closing because it's costing a fortune to put these people through the medical system. Multiple hospitals closed up here in Massachusetts since all this has started. So I just want everyone to know I'm in the thick of it. I'm in a deep blue state, and this state is turning red. When you're out in public and you talk to people, everyone's sick of it. Everyone's feeling it. So if Trump loses, it's because they stole it. And that's coming from someone who lives in the deepest of the deep blue states. And I just want to say, I love you guys. You do a great job. Don't stop. Don't ever give up. And thank you for all you do, Harrison. I love your show.
Wow. What a powerful call. I got nothing to add. I mean, it is completely insane. It is exactly as you described. And of course, this is the goal. I mean, this is the goal. This is the point. They wouldn't do this if, you know, these people weren't going on welfare. Like, they're bringing in people to be subsidized, to be drains on the system, to not provide anything, not do any work. I mean, we are paying billions of dollars literally to have people just sit around all day in America. Just do nothing. Just do nothing. I couldn't even stand it. If that was the case, like, I would have to work, I'd have to go out and do something, I'd have to create something. We are paying people to sit around all day. The people that are working, the people that are grinding, the people that are saving up, they are the fools, right? The American citizens are the fools. They are the ones who are being played. They're the ones who are stupid at this point. And I hate to say it, but that's the world they're setting up. That if you are actually responsible and hardworking, you're an idiot, because it's the people that are lazy, conniving thieves. They're the ones who get every break, every benefit. They get all the food they want paid for, all the nice $30,000 grant for transportation or a home. This is typical, and I'm not even surprised. It's infuriating. And you're right. If Trump loses here, it basically has to be fraud, or the American people are all just suicidal. Maybe they're all just suicidal. Let's go to clip number 7 here. Here's Chuck Schumer. Here's their goal with all these migrants. It's pretty blatant.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
Yeah, 11 million or 50 million. Yeah, however many there are, give them citizenship. It's the only way that we'll survive. The hell is he talking about? There's the only way that we'll have a good life is if we give 50 million foreigners who have been living here on our dime citizenship so they can vote in our election. This is treason. What did Daryl Cooper say? What did Martyr Maid say in the video that we played yesterday? There's no point in history where an absolute monarch, a god king, a pharaoh could treat his citizens in the way that we're being treated by our leadership and not be hung or have their head cut off. That's how history used to work. The people that are in charge of our country right now are the most traitorous, tyrannical, abject tyrants the world's ever seen. And how many times have we said, at least in the past, tyranny would come with a modicum of benefit. At least if you were being tyrannized, so were the criminals. At least if, you know, some absurd law was keeping your mouth shut, at least they weren't moving in a family of Haitians next door to eat your cat, right? At least there had to be some semblance, some modicum, some iota of concern for and loyalty to the people of the nation. That is not even, they don't even pay lip service to it anymore. And just goes on and on. And honestly, the saddest thing about it is the rapidity that this is happening. I have family in Ipswich, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. And if you read stories from H.P. Lovecraft, in the early 1900s, 1910s. It sounds exactly like I remember Ipswich being when I was a little kid. Like, he's describing the same towns, and they looked the same for 200 years. And within the last 10 years, they've been destroyed. And in 10 years more, they'll be unrecognizable. Because it's an attack that's happening. It's not a natural process of human movement and immigration over time. No, it's an invasion. It's an attack. It is an overwhelming number of foreigners supplied by, funded by, armed and housed by our government for the sole intent and purpose of displacing, overwhelming, and stealing the political power of American citizens. It's treason. It's treason. It's treason. It's treason. Let's go out to another call now. We've got Dave in Arizona. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks, Harrison. Neil and Greg were on fire this morning. I love it. So I'd like to start with a quote, if I could. "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." And I'll offer that we've been in World War III, fostered, facilitated, and financed by our governments, state and local, since May 25th of 2020. You'll remember that's the night that Somaliopolis started burning. And we saw at that point that the federal government, which is a backstop, they report to us, the states, and the states themselves did nothing, and we, the people, did nothing. And I wish I could do more. I wish I could support the platform financially. I haven't had a job. I haven't had any income since May when my company moved to Tampa, Florida from Arizona. But so I'm out planting seeds. I went to see J.D. Vance for the first time yesterday. He was on fire in Phoenix. I've seen President Trump 12 times here in State 48. So I keep planting seeds. Jesse and I do all the time. But I'm still shocked that we can't capture the language. We can't call people that cross the southern, northern borders illegal invaders, because that's what they are. They're breaking our laws. And then when lots of them get here, they're contributing to our rape culture. And it's the sociopathic overlords in our establishment class that are running all this. And the reason Chuck Schumer wants to get those, he says 11 million people or however many illegals are here, citizenship, is because what's going to happen is the 300 million people that are true citizens of our country
when he says we will not survive, he's not saying we as in we Americans. He's saying we as in himself and people like him. We'll be right back.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The eugenicist, over 100 years.